Hello, everyone. Welcome to Reiki Radio. I am your host, Yolanda, and today I am going to talk to you about a path to freedom. Basically, I'm really talking about how resourceful Reiki is and how in my own journey it has become that, a path to freedom. I recently went through some deep healing experiences, which I will share with you a little bit about on the podcast. But what has highlighted for me is like coming to this space of just feeling more expansive and more free than I've ever felt before. And part of it is, it's really attributed to this work and really using these tools and being able to learn more about myself and my mind and my energy, my emotions, and more importantly, choosing how to navigate those aspects of myself. And that's really the beauty of this technique. So I can't wait to have this conversation with you. But more importantly, I would love to hear your stories, your thoughts, your insights. Share with me what your experiences have been. So you can go to my website, theenergeticalchemist.com. You can email me from there. You can find out other ways to contact me through social media, all of those outlets. And I also want to thank those of you who have taken the time to rate the show and to leave a review. I deeply appreciate that. So let's talk about this today, a path to freedom. I hope you enjoy it, and I'll see you on the other side. Okay, so today we're talking about resourceful Reiki and a path to freedom, which is what Reiki really is in my eyes, and that may seem kind of big, but please let me explain. This thought was really triggered or highlighted for me, I guess I should say, through the month of May, and I'll tell you about that in a moment. But more recently, just a few days ago, someone asked me what Reiki is for. Well, of course, you know, there's the usual description that it's an energy balancing technique used for relaxation and to support release or even to balance our physical pain. On and on and on. There are so many beautiful things. And this is all true. But what usually isn't expressed and what's the greatest gift of Reiki in my experience is that it clarifies your expression. It clarifies your life experience and helps you to work through layers of old ideas, your old wounds, any restrictions, those self-imposed restrictions that we have, you know, just clung to for so long because of old stories, old beliefs, so many things. But this is why I believe we are designed for Reiki. Because it brings these things to our conscious awareness and supports us in doing something about it. And this is also why I think Reiki is really beneficial for anyone. And I can't emphasize that enough because so many people think it's just a technique for those who want to become healers or those who want to work to support the collective. But it's really a tool. It's really packed with principles that can support all of us in awakening to our true nature and changing our lives. So again, for me, in many ways, it is this path to freedom. Now, fortunately, I have the opportunity to work with other people and support them through their own transformation and share information to help people on this journey for themselves. And this has taught me a lot. However, I had to be willing to work on me too, and that is ongoing. And that's another thing that I can't emphasize enough because a lot of people fall into thinking they are doing something wrong if they haven't woken up like the Buddha overnight. But this is an ongoing process, and it's a beautiful journey. So if you've listened to any of the older podcasts, you probably already know my story. I started with Reiki as a way to alleviate stress and to gain mental clarity, quite frankly. But what I got was so much more than that. And all of this was rushing up to my mind when this person asked me, what is Reiki good for? So from my point of view, and because of what I've experienced, Reiki meditation and other things that I've studied, they ended up being tools to enhance my life experience. And when I was thinking about this podcast, the only thing I could think of, the only terminology that came to mind is like a life hack. So last month, during the month of May, this really highlighted for me. Now, like many of you, if you've just started out on this path or if you've been practicing any technique for a period of time, I'm sure you had an initial experience of, you know, cracking open and becoming aware of your energy, your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs. And you probably went through what some refer to as a dark night of the soul. I refer to it as death cycles. We have more than one. You have this experience of recognizing yourself in new ways. So I've gone through this several times through the years, more things coming up to be revealed. But last month was really interesting. So I went unintentionally into this deep healing cycle, unearthing more layers for my understanding. Well, I mean, I guess actually I can't say it was unintentional. And this I want you to really understand, because I'm sure you do it too. I actually called this healing forward. And I did it by intending to go deeper into my understanding and my practice. Now, as part of my daily meditation, I include a declaration of intent, which usually is about my agreement and my allowance for healing and transformation to occur in the highest and best ways, supporting the process that we call awakening. Now, if you have this thought, or you have this intent for yourself, I want to heal, I want to transform, I want to be more spiritual, I want to raise my frequency, I want to lift my vibration, whatever terminology you use to describe this process for yourself, you are calling forward your healing. And with that, we call forward those parts of us that are ready to heal. And as we awaken, layer by layer, transformation by transformation, healing experience by healing experience, we have our challenges, of course. But what highlighted for me last month was the gift and the beauty of surrender, of vulnerability, and acceptance. But what I have to tell you was even more exciting was I actually noticed how these tools have really changed me. Because I had a lot of opportunities to, instead of react, pay attention, observe myself, observe my trigger. I had the opportunity in a lot of moments to deal with my perspective, to acknowledge my emotion, to choose to understand so that I could transform those energies, so that I could move into a space of freedom and not be restricted by the feelings or thoughts that started to creep in without my management. But when I decided that I could, because of practice, the experience was so much different than it would have been had I gone through the same thing years ago. I realized that what we reveal and deal with is a path to freedom. You know, I want you to think about what it even feels like, how restricted you are by your fears, your doubts, your worries, even your expectations. They cause this like static in our space that feels confining, that can be maddening, that's uncomfortable. This is our illness. And as we unravel, we have an opportunity to understand. We have an opportunity to choose to be free of these restrictions and these obstructions. It's all part of our self-mastery, the practice of managing ourselves, our mind, our emotions, our energy. So Reiki, meditation, these tools, they are maps to freedom. They are life hacks. This reminds me of the Egyptian goddess Mayat and her feather. Now, if you've listened to the podcast before, you probably heard me tell this story when I talked about the Justice card in tarot. But basically what it is that the Egyptians believed the heart was weighed against the feather of Mayat at the time of someone's death. And if their heart was light as a feather, the person would go on to the field of reeds, which is also like paradise. They would experience freedom to exist with pleasure. To exist with pleasure. Imagine that. So now, think about this. What if this is really a metaphor for the death cycles that we go through? Not a physical death, but the things that we are letting go of. This rebirth that happens as we go through these layers of self-healing. So how could we achieve this to live with a heart that's light as a feather? How can you free yourself from the weight of restriction, the weight of your fears, your doubts, and your worries while you're still alive in your body? These life hacks, these tools that bring us into the roadmap, really, the roadmap of heart healing, of mind healing, of lifting in frequency and consciousness. And all that's really required is your involvement in your process. You just have to show up. It requires your effort and your choice. So if you haven't started yet, let's talk about a few options. And, you know, if you're already in your practice, perhaps you'll see your practice in a new light and with new reverence. And again, this doesn't matter if you want to be a healer or, you know, whatever it may be. It doesn't matter what we want to create or do or experience in this life. Wouldn't you like to do it with more ease, with more lightness? Whether it's experience your relationships in new ways, have more confidence and peace in relation to your work, your life path, your career. Have more peace around your finances, whatever it is that is on your mind constantly that causes this restriction, that causes you to feel uncomfortable. What if there was a way to manage you and that you start to show up and deal with life differently? That's what this work is about. That's what Reiki is about. And yes, of course, it's like a bonus, a cherry on top, that we also experience a sense of peace, relaxation, help to alleviate pain, on and on and on. But at its core, it changes you. So let's talk about the foundation, right? The foundation of all of this work is really our self-observation. So this is step one. You can use meditation to learn how to observe yourself, and there are all forms of meditation. So if you've had challenges with it or you think you can't do it, sample, try different kinds. And you can even access some free guided meditations on my website. Just go to theenergeticalchemist.com and you'll see that. So if you start to practice sitting with yourself, forget about clearing the mind, just sitting with yourself, taking a moment to just sit, close your eyes, and just be with you. You start to observe your thoughts. You start to observe your breath. You start to recognize the tension that you're holding in your shoulders. Even right now, take a breath and let your shoulders fall. Relax your muscles. You're probably holding tension now and didn't even realize it. So what you learn in meditation begins to translate into just your everyday life, into your interactions, and you begin to use those meditative tools of breath and observation to navigate your life differently. Now, if you need help with knowing how to observe yourself even beyond meditation, you can download my 22 Days of Transformation. It's another free resource that you can access. Just sign up for my newsletter on my website. But this practice of self-observation brings insight. Because how else can you heal when you're not even aware of your programming? If you're not aware of your behaviors and your triggers, you're just functioning on autopilot. You have to have awareness of you. So then this starts to lead into step two, which then gives you this option, this opportunity to manage your own mind and your emotion. So beyond just observing yourself, you step into your choice. You start to choose how to respond. You start to understand your perceptions and your choice to see and do things differently. It starts with the observation and then acknowledging and accepting your choice. You don't have to react just from the trigger of an emotion. You can use that tool of observation to understand the emotion and then start to transform it. Now, if you've ever been to my website, you've seen that I reference discovering the real magic that is you. And I believe that wholeheartedly. This is it. The magic that is you is your design. And the key to the magic that is you is your self-mastery. Now think about, this, managing your mind and your emotions. Your mind and your emotions are powerful, obviously. Now both can be the source of phenomenal creations, what and how you experience life. But either one of them can also cause distress, which is just another way of experiencing life. Which way do you want to experience it? We can choose to do it differently at any time. And these tools, Reiki, meditation, all of these things, they support you in understanding your ability to manage the magic of your design. You know, it makes me think of the elements. I've been talking about the elements a lot lately in reference to different things, but let's just say water and fire, for instance. Now, both can be used in magical ways when they are understood, but when mismanaged, both can harm you. Water can be harmful, fire can be harmful. And the same thing is true of your design. So when you understand you and your true nature, how you really function, when you understand your mind and you understand your emotions, you unlock the magic and mystery of being, the love and the creator that is you. But when mismanaged, you can also wreak havoc. You can live in a storm of chaos and confusion and bounce back and forth between highs and lows and exhaust what could have been expanded in love. Now, this coincides with number three, your energetic broadcast. We talk about our energy a lot. But once you start to observe yourself and start to manage yourself, it impacts your energetic broadcast and even your confidence. So Reiki is an amazing resource for understanding your energy, your energetic imprints, and how your energy impacts not only you, but the world around you and all environments that you come into contact with. And if you do come into these practices, the bonus, the cherry on top, is the community. I'm constantly amazed by the community of people I've met through this work, through the podcast, sure, but also through sessions and through classes and, classes I've taught, but even classes I've attended. The support and willingness to love without an agenda and without guidelines to measure anyone's worth or deservingness, people just show up for each other and are willing to support each other. And it's unbelievable. So to do this, even these three simple steps, you educate yourself. Go take some classes, read some books, but practice. Implement what you learn. And then what starts to happen over time, remember, this is an ongoing process. You start to morph into your own formula and embrace your own way, your way, understanding your design, understanding your own mind and your own emotions, which may be very different than mine because we've had different experiences, we have different beliefs, and we've had different triggers. Now, the beauty is you really have no idea of how life will unfold when you start to open up into your full expression of love. Again, it's a process. But imagine just even making the choice and the commitment to try to open up to love and acceptance of yourself, to love and acceptance of life and its fullness beyond old restrictions, moving deeper into lightness of heart. Now, a lot of times we cling to upset because we think we're supposed to. We cling to these old ideas because we think we're supposed to. How many times have you been triggered and upset by something? And there's a small part of you that thinks like, really, I'm not that mad about it. But you cling to being mad because you think you have to. I should be mad. I should prove a point. I should show them. We cling to these things, these energies that restrict us and disturb our space. But why? You can recognize that you are love and you are moving deeper into that acceptance. So I want you to just think about what happens when you release the need to choke the life out of life and begin to choose your mode of response outside of lack, outside of fear, outside of worry. Think about the expansiveness of love. It has no container. You have no container other than the ones you create, the boundaries you may be creating. And as you know, I love sharing thoughts for your consideration. I hope something in this is causing you to think, to consider your own management of yourself and even how Reiki or meditation and these tools can truly impact your life or how they already have. But I wholeheartedly believe that experience is the path to understanding beyond concept. So sit with yourself. Start to observe yourself. And for those of you who are Reiki Radio insiders, I'm actually going to post a guided journey so that you can experience this in feeling. And of course, there are other tools there. And if you want to become a Reiki Radio Insider, you can also access the first 5 modules of Intuitive Mastery, which helps you in translating what you see, feel, and sense in non-physical form. It just supports this whole practice. Speaking of which, I guess I should say, on Sunday, those of you in the Alchemy Circle, we will be discussing the energies of the Divine Feminine and the Divine Masculine and how the harmonization of these two energies also lead towards this path of freedom. So I hope to see you all there. But either way, if you're not in the Alchemy Circle, you can still share your thoughts with me. You can email me or share a post on Instagram sharing what Reiki has done for you, how meditation has supported you, how any of these practices have really taken you deeper into understanding the magic that is you. So if you do post it on social media, be sure to tag me at Reiki Radio. And I would love to hear what comes up for you or even what thoughts have been triggered in this conversation today. So that is it. That is my thought for today. Reiki being a path of freedom in so many ways. And I hope that you are enjoying the journey that you are on. And I will see you all soon. That is it. Be sure to go to my website, theenergeticalchemist.com. Get those free downloads and I hope to see you soon. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. I really appreciate you being here. I appreciate the messages that you all send me on social media or through email. And again, if you're new to the community, you can reach out to me. Just go to my website, theenergeticalchemist.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the newsletter so that you can access 22 days of transformation and start your journey of self-observation in new ways. I hope that the message today really supported you. I look forward to talking to you next week, and remember to always journey in love.